All right, what's up, guys? It's Esty.
With Johnny.
And it's all downhill from here, boys. Episode 1. It's a podcast, guys. We're trying to get this going. We've been working on it for a bit. What?
Trying something different.
It's good moves. It's good moves. I'm about it.
I think it's been good. Should we tell? I mean, it's something that we've been working on for a bit. Just kind of going with it, trying new
topics. We've recorded 4 episodes. 3 of those have made their way to some people that we kind of got feedback from, close friends that we know are really big on podcasts. So it's good moves. I heard good stuff, so I decided to finally just see about it. Put it up on.
Just go for it, bro.
Put it on YouTube. Let's see something about it.
Let's see.
All right, Johnny. Tell us a little bit something about what's going on with you right now.
What's going on with me right now?
Anything.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about work a little bit. So, I'm sure you guys don't know, I work at a call center currently for a financial service. It's like a good gig. I mean, I'm only 20 years old. Everything's all good, you know, like good job. But lately, man, our TL has been having a lot. Our TL is team lead, so our manager. Been having a whole lot of issues, man. Like, she just gets on us for no reason, and it's just because, you know, our performance as a team, it makes her bonus, but we have a lot less people than all the other teams, so obviously our performance, our stat isn't going to match up to those bigger teams, and so she gets on us about it. So she's really been slacking lately. She used to have dope prizes and stuff like that, but since she got boring, bro, she started bringing hygiene products to work for prizes, bro.
She's trying to tell you guys something,
that's
I swear.
That's a problem, man.
No, she's trying to tell you guys something for sure.
I don't know, man, but it's sucky, bro, because already taking calls all day, 8-hour days, like, that's just, you know, it's not the best thing in itself, but when you're playing games and earning prizes to win a fucking Colgate toothpaste, you know, it gets kind of boring. That's pretty much what's been going on. Just paid my car.
Pretty good, though. If that's your problem there, that's not a bad life to be leading right now.
Pretty good. Everything's pretty good. I mean, that's work life. Work life's going well. I mean, other concerns and stuff like that. Just kind of taking it day by day, trying to move out, you know, trying to find a new place. Getting situated.
I understand that. Random question. What habits do you hate a lot?
What habits do I hate a lot?
Like something you would consider a bad habit. Yeah, things people do.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough one. A habit that I dislike? What would you say? What would you think is one?
I don't like it when people are inconsiderate with, like, noise in a setting. Like, God, what was it? Where I was working down to the 35th and north of Glendale, there was this guy that would walk by our store with a speaker around his, like, neck.
Yeah.
And it would be playing just, like, this profanity-filled music. It's shit that we listen to, of course, but loud.
Not appropriate for the workplace.
Yeah, but for anyone. Just like walking down the little sidewalk there, and it's like, I really dislike that.
And well, is ignorance, I feel like that could be generalized with ignorance. Ignorance, is that a habit that people have, or are they unaware that they're ignorant? Because a lot of times, I mean, going back to what you're saying, I hate being in a quiet setting, like a quiet restaurant, and there's a party of like 4 or 5 in the corner that are just screaming, bro, like they've never gone out and had dinner before. Like, bro, y'all need to relax. I understand these steak and potatoes are bomb, but like, you know, it's just like that. I feel like noise, like when people don't have, like they have no awareness of how fucking loud they're being. That's the thing that really bugs me, I think. That or when people try to make everything about themselves in any way, shape, or form.
Is like, that a habit?
I think so. You don't think so?
At this point, let's scratch that and just go with pet peeves.
Pet peeves?
So we don't have to worry about, so we don't have to worry about it being a habit or not.
Well, pet peeves, I hate people victimizing themselves or making themselves the middle of something. Like if you're talking about something and they try to one-up you with the story. I hate that shit so much. And there's people.
It's not a competition. It's a conversation. I know exactly. Yeah, dude.
Oh my goodness.
I had someone like that. Oh fuck. Damn it! Forgot his name. Worked with me at Academy. Heath would know who he is. Dude that was like jacked. He was, oh man, he always had a one up you with something.
With a story.
If you, I told,
it gets to a point where you swear Heath and these people are lying.
No, Heath and I had an inside joke about it. Like, literally, once I told him I was gonna eat, it's funny you said steak and potatoes earlier. I told him I was gonna make steak. And he was like, oh man, I missed the cruise. I used to eat steak like 10 times a day when I was on the cruise because, you know, it's like all you can eat buffets and shit. And I was like, cool, man. I'm going to have steak tonight. Like, he just always had it. But that was the one that kind of stuck with us.
It just, I just don't get it. Like, what's so satisfying about being the one with the best story? Or, like, when you're just lying. Or the people that try to make everything relevant to them. Oh, yeah, I had that happen before. My cousin's brother's uncle's cousin did that one time, and that I heard about it. That's how I know. Like, shit like that. Like, bro, you don't have to relate to everything, dude. You need to relax.
A pet peeve of mine, so I love hypotheticals. You know this. We both love hypotheticals. I hate it when people say, no, it would never happen. Instead of just answering the hypothetical.
Instead of having fun with it?
Yeah,
because, well, like, because for some people, though, it could be a little tough. Like, because not everybody's as comfortable, like, with their sexuality and stuff. So when you ask them a hypothetical, like, hey, would you suck a dude's dick to save your mom or something like that? They take it too, like, serious. I'm
sucking the skin off of that
dude. That dude's finna come hella fast.
You're gonna use a hand on the balls
of both hands, bro. I'm gonna go down and lick the taint, bro, if it means my mom's being
saved. On this one, would you rather drink a cup of male semen or 2 gallons of male piss? Female piss.
Piss, bro.
2 gallons of piss?
Or a cup of semen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bro, 2 gallons of piss?
Yeah, bro. You tell me the consistency of semen. You'd let that, like, you just chug it all down? You know how many babies that is? You might fuck around and get, like,
pregnant.
Pregnant, bro.
Bro, would it look like that snack? What is it? The snack pack? Visuals right now, guys. I just pointed at pudding.
A vanilla snack pack.
Johnny has some pudding on his desk. No,
it would not look like that.
Oh, dude. They'd both be terrible. But I feel like 2 gallons of piss would be hard. Have you ever tried drinking a gallon of water in one day?
Yeah, but you never gave me a time limit on it.
I'm just saying, like, how long that takes.
Well, can I ice it? Can I make it cold?
Your fucking lollipop of piss?
No, can I, like, ice it, like, make it cold? Like, just serve it over some ice cubes? I feel like that wouldn't be so bad. I feel like the thought of piss is so nasty because it's warm as shit.
To me, it's just because it's piss, and piss smells bad. I've never smelt my semen, like, I've never just smelt it, so...
I don't know, man. There's a reason why not everybody's up for...
Up for whatever? This is how we go. Guys, this is what the podcast is like. We just talk about random shit. We talk about whatever. Do you have any ideas? Anything?
Like anything we can talk about?
Yeah, I have some.
I mean, go for it. If you got them off the top, I'm sure stuff will come up.
All right, so you know I worked with shoes.
Yeah.
And
two jobs you've had.
I saw some really big feet, and I saw some really little feet. Like... Really little feet and really big feet. Which one would you rather have?
Big ass feet? Wait, like big ass feet to the point of where it's hard to have to buy custom shoes?
I mean, it gets to that point, but I'm not even thinking about it so much like that. Like, I'm not talking about, like, the problems that come with it, but just you personally looking at your feet, would you rather have really big feet or really little feet? And I'm saying this because we had a guy come in, dude. A dude that was so... I would say maybe like 5'8". He had size 5 feet in women's.
Poor guy.
In women's. And I was just like, oh my god. That's terrible. But then also we would get the guys that come in with like size 18 feet and we don't have that.
Damn.
So.
I'd rather have bigger feet.
I think I would too.
For the plain reason that, like, just traditionally, like, the man, like, you know, alpha, bigger, you know, stronger, everything like that.
Bigger socks?
Typically, just bigger socks, man. Bigger feet. Because I would hate to just look at my feet and feel like, damn, them bitches are tiny. Because that sticks with you, bro.
Yep.
Can you imagine how many times they got roasted during school?
That was... Dude. Oh, God. I was going to say something. I'm not going to... I'm trying to avoid that right now, especially what just happened. With what just happened. It's graduation season. So it just... It reminded me of... Yeah. Do you remember the kid that made the poster to ask his girl to prom? The one that said, if I was black, I'd be picking cotton, but I'm white, so I'm picking you for prom.
Yeah.
Like, can we just say that I think he got what he deserved by not being able to go to prom and not being able to walk with this class? Do you agree with it, or do you think that was over?
No, what the hell? I don't think they did enough.
You don't think they did enough? Anything else would have been just, like, not right, though, I feel like. I feel like they got it perfectly.
I don't know. It kind of bugs me. The kid earned his graduation. You can't take that away from him. Like, I mean, the diploma, at least. The
diploma, yeah.
But, yeah, you don't fucking do that shit. I get it. Like, you know, some people have really dark humors like that. I'm not gonna lie. I know we have dark humor like that. And, like, dark senses of humor. But that shit's overkill. You don't go doing that.
It was a bit
as much. Cynical as I am, I don't think I'd ever have the audacity to do some shit like that.
It's just really disrespectful. And in hindsight, like, of course, hindsight, you know, is 2020, but yeah. It's 2020, so he apologized, he said it was dumb, but, like, come on, man.
Nah.
Come on, man. No. Like, no.
No, that's not excusing it. You know that shit was stupid as hell. Yeah. Did it stop him from getting anywhere with college or anything, or do we not know yet?
We don't know that. We don't know that. That's not... The media doesn't cover that stuff, you know what I mean? And yeah. There's no way of knowing that. There's no way of knowing, I guess, like... Right. Did he get in? Did he get turned down? We don't know that. Dude.
But really, like... On promposals, though, even though it's all done for, the one that's been going around Twitter, even though prom's, like, way over, I don't know why people are still doing it. But the one of the Marvelous, and the dude's, like, hanging off the roof.
Spider-Man hanging upside down.
Dude, that is so original.
It makes me feel good about our future sometimes.
Really?
Twitter's a funny place.
I was thinking that window seat was about to rip off, bro.
I mean, I couldn't hang off of that shit, that's for sure.
No.
My God.
We got thousands of dollars in repairs.
If you had a proposal, what would you do?
What would I do? Damn, really putting me on the spot. I'd grab a bitch by the ass and tell her my credit score and tell her we're going to prom.
Oh, God.
I don't know, dude. What do you do? Like, because you try to be original, but you also try to, like, personalize it to the girl that you're asking.
It just depends on the girl.
Exactly.
I don't know what I would do.
That's the thing. Because there's some girls that really like, for example, people cater their shit to sports or whatever.
I still like the candles one. Like, that one's just original to me, so I like it because of its, like, you know, it was original. It was...
I saw one, like, when I was in high school. There was one that said, don't let me go solo to prom.
No, it's solo cups.
And it was something. Prom and solo cups. And
I was that's pretty cool.
I was like, that's you, OG.
That's, I like when people get creative.
I like that Marvelous one.
Yeah. Because it's the thought that counts. It's not so much like...
How or where, who.
It's more that they sat down and thought of ideas.
And they probably asked, like, their older sister or their mom or their dad, what the hell can I do? I imagine only white people doing that. I'm not trying to be racist or anything. But, like, think of a little white boy named Tyler trying to ask this girl to prom, and he asks his older sister.
So the little white boy Tyler says, if I were black, I'd be picking cotton. Instead, I'm white, so taking you to prom?
Picking.
What? Picking you to prom? question mark. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. What is this world coming to?
What is this world coming to? That's a good question. And with that, though, like, can we talk about the fact that movies just aren't as good as they used to be? And how every movie is a reskin of another movie?
That's what I was thinking. And I was actually talking about it the other day. Because you know what came out 26 years ago? I think it was back on Tuesday. It was the 26th anniversary of this movie. I forget exactly what it's called. You're going to have to remind me.
Sandlot?
No.
Shawshank Redemption?
No, the dude... Do you remember where the... It's Rudy, the guy from Rudy. And they find the caveman.
The caveman?
They, like, dig him up.
Oh, Encino Man?
Encino Man. Yeah. It was 26 years old. And I was, like, just thinking about it. And it's like, that movie is so funny. Like, innocent humor.
I'm a Pauly Shore fan, though. Like, I've always really just thought his humor was kind of funny. His noises, the way he does stuff.
He's very feminine.
Yeah, but it's funny. Like, yeah, he's original. But back to this originality. Originality, to me, gets a lot of points. And he's always played the same person in every movie.
That's what I think, like, too. And we were talking about it at work, but like, because Kelly, she's my negotiation specialist.
Yeah.
She was the one that told me Encino Man came out 26 years ago. And I was like, Kelly, I don't think you understand. I wasn't even born then. Like, damn. And I was like, do you think that he is really like that? Or do you think he just acts like that? And she said, no, she thinks it's consistent because he's like that in every single role he plays. So it's just like that thing. I don't know. It's just like...
It could be his, like,
I think
persona,
movies,
though.
I think movies like that are what's missing. There's nothing like that anymore.
You mean feel-good movies?
Or not so much just feel-good movies, but, like, innocent... Harmless humor, like, just
everything has to have a like deep that. Plot now, and I think that's their downfall. Is that we're at a point where it's really hard to get original because just about everything's been done. I feel like I've seen 50 horror movies that are exactly the same.
Like
this Silent Place, that's an original idea. That's a good idea.
I haven't seen it. I kind of want to.
I really want to watch. We should probably go watch it after this.
After this
podcast. It's still out, so.
Probably, but. No, but I was like, just thinking about it. I mean, horror movies are so very, like, they're very predictable. But I feel like a horror movie can still be exciting. It's just dependent on how they direct it and, like, you know, play it out. But just because you expect a horror movie to always have, like, a happy ending. Like, when do those shits ever end tragically? Not really. Unless it's like...
No, there's someone they
die.
Unless
it's like a cliffhanger.
There's someone they're dead.
Yeah. But I mean, movies like... Bigger movies, I feel like the more well-known movies now are stemming from movies that were made then. Like, especially, everybody's anticipating the second Incredibles. That movie was a hit in 2004.
See, but that has to do a lot with society and how bringing old stuff is cool now. We're in the retro phase. You know how life is this big wheel, and it's like it always comes back. Because how original can you really stay? You know what I mean?
You think we're going back to everything?
A lot of stuff. I mean, like, bell bottoms got popular again, and like stuff.
I feel like the hippie era is like...
It's becoming cool with like the whole hipster stuff and it's still growing. Like, downtown is cool again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all these places are opening up, and they look very minimal, and it's like, holy shit, that's cool as fuck.
Yeah, when I think about it, I think of the people that rave and stuff like that. Like, how they're like...
No.
Those are the funniest ones on Twitter. I did this, and I wasn't even aware of what was going on now, but at this moment in my life, I was the happiest I've ever been. And I've never worried about anything in my life. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up. The music playing in the back is so ass. Like, I get that you enjoy that kind of music and stuff like that. But don't try to act like something.
I'm not taking
not,
anything
like,
away, especially because I like Skrillex so much. And, like, just other people that did, you know, the early dubstep, house music, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when you think about the fact that you were paying all of this money... But I get it. It's a whole festival. You know, you it's actually get a good deal. You're there all day. Exactly.
You see a lot of people.
Because we spend, what, $100 on a ticket for a 2-3 hour show?
Yeah.
These guys are spending, you know, $300-$400 on all day thing. So, I mean, the value is there. I see that. But they're watching people that press buttons on a board.
Yeah.
And you can't even see them with how stupid big these crowds are.
Well, not only that, I feel like they go for the set. Or I don't even know what you call them.
Just like the whole experience.
Stage, like their whole things that they have out. They're like floats on homecoming week, you know?
That's I what was never excited to see floats on Thanksgiving. What the hell? Homecoming, bro. Homecoming.
No, I'm not saying you get excited for them. I'm just saying that's kind of
that's
vibe
the idea,
I get.
The premise that's, type
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, I guess. Because, I mean, you put it on a float. It's not on the stage, I don't think.
Yep.
I don't know for sure. I've never been.
I feel like I wouldn't get along with the crowd there.
I feel like that whole hippie phase that, oh, everybody's so nice. Everybody gives you this. Everybody's tripping on acid. Like so many people that go. And it's like, I know people that have done raves back when they weren't so well known. And they're like, dude, I was on ecstasy. I was on Molly and like, all this other stuff. And it's like, dude, especially like... at my workplace, bro, like, some people are crazy, and they have passed, bro.
Crazy
and they
people
tell
are
me,
everywhere,
and then
dude.
It's just, like, they told me that environment isn't what everybody makes it out to be. Nobody's all jolly and happy. They're all depressed, and they're all Molly and doing all this other stuff. And I don't know for sure, but it's just kind of, like, it kind of makes sense, like, because I don't think you can truly be that happy, and, like, your life revolve around these raves.
Yeah.
If it's just music.
I mean, I don't like listening to... it's not like a subtopic or anything. It's still regarding EDC. But, you know, with media and videos, you can make any video just about, you know, make it seem like anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that this is a case for everyone, but I saw a funny video. It was a guy that was interviewing people at EDC and asking them how they got their tickets. He had also done one for Coachella. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people said, my parents got it for me. You know what I mean? Like, my parents got it for me. I just had to get my flight or...
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God. I don't know. Just... Not that your parents getting you anything is wrong, but this video was so put together. Yeah. Like, how you go out there and you're dressed like... I have nothing against... the outfits or anything.
I don't have any interests. I have my things
exactly.
I like wearing.
I understand
wear
that people...
Like that, you know?
Exactly, bro. Everyone has their own thing. I'm just saying that's not my thing. The fact that these girls are walking with, like, these little titty tassels, and I'm like, what is it? I just don't understand it. Is it freedom? I don't understand
what the
big-ass furry boots and then their, like, sleeves and all the...
And they act like it's not 98 degrees outside.
Yeah,
like, bitch, I know you don't have a shirt or pants on, but then fuzzy boots are about to make your whole legs sweat off.
That shit makes me hot.
I don't get it, because they're the ones that say, like, they don't want to be objectified or anything like that. Is that the right word for it? Objectified?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it doesn't fit, and I really don't want to get into this right here.
I don't know. Well, they don't want to be seen as, like, you know, girls like, damn, look at her tits, look at her ass, or whatever. But, like, that's
I think
what
these girls
showcasing.
Do. I'm going to be honest with you. I think these girls do. Like, the EDC type vibe, they care about how they look a lot, bro. Anyone that I've seen, like, on Twitter, the ones that would go to raves and stuff, they absolutely just wanted to show themselves off. And there's no other way of putting it.
Yeah, I mean, with that, there's even people that go to regular concerts that aren't festivals and do that stuff, too.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's just a big thing.
Let's go on to the next, because this one is
this
going to make me piss, bro. Yeah, I could go on forever. I just don't piss me off.
That shit makes me so mad. Could you imagine your daughter asking you for tickets to a festival?
No, can you imagine
you
getting
Instagram?
Them? Can you imagine getting them
getting
for
them for her?
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. And all she's wearing is nipple tassels and lace.
God.
Goodness gracious.
Facebook, that data, not, it wasn't a breach, that coming out of how much data they actually have on you.
I felt like...
Did that surprise you at all? Be honest, like... at all?
I don't know. With how big of a platform Facebook became, I don't think so. I feel like we should all be aware of everything that we're doing online.
Yeah.
Everything that we're doing. My watch can literally surf the web. Like, dude, your information's out there.
When we talk about something and it pops up the next day.
Oh my goodness, that sure makes me mad. I wish there was a way I can stop that. That's the one thing that makes me uncomfortable.
Like, it makes me really uncomfortable.
It doesn't bug me for my, like, safety or anything like that, but it really makes me uncomfortable. Because there's, in the last time, we were talking about some camping stuff.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about it. And then I look into my shit, and there's a hitch for my car. And it's like a hammock thing that you're supposed to take when you're camping. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, this is literally the one thing we were fucking talking about.
Yeah.
And there pops up in my cookies or whatever the hell it is. And
it's when we went to go get Dad's watch, watches popped up the whole next day on my shit.
Yeah, I think it's fucking weird. I understand that it's like a marketing thing or whatever, but you gotta understand that, like, whoever's listening to it is selling it to these advertisers, and these advertisers are trying to eat it all up, and, you know, and it's funny because, because the other day, on the phone, again, I work at a call center, so I'm talking to this card member, or this, customer, and she goes, yeah, you have permission to call me at this phone, because if it's a cell phone, legally, we need permission to be able to dial them again. And so I'm going through our legal disclosure, and I'm telling them, hey, can we reach you this number, so-and-so and so. And she goes, yeah, but you're not going to sell any of this information, right? And then it kind of, like, hit me, bro. Like, your information is out there, and it's being sold to people that are trying to buy your business.
Yeah, well,
literally, they're trying to buy you.
This is why I hate it right now, especially, you know how you mentioned the moving out?
Yeah.
So, we're apartment hunting and stuff right now, guys, and any time, like, I'll say maybe a day or two after I go to a place, you know how they always end up asking for your email address?
Yeah.
I get a bunch of spam. And you know that they're putting you in some sort of system that hands you, and it's spam for, like, the Container Store, you know what I mean? Like, Home Depot, Lowe's, stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff that'll help you move.
Yeah,
and
like
shit.
Renter's
yeah.
insurance and stuff like that. And it really just gets under my skin because I'm getting to the point where I feel like people aren't using this tool the way it should be used. Like, the email address, that's an important thing when someone gives you an actual email address.
Yeah, that's the thing that really bugs me about it, because there's, like, some websites that I've gone to, and it's like, yeah, I'll sign up for the newsletter because I'm genuinely a fan of your products. And then from that stems so many other things. And it's just like, oh my goodness. That's the thing that really bugs me, when it's places that, like, I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
That start, like, bringing in all this other shit. And I don't like that.
Chili's is borderlining with me right now, bro.
Are they?
They send me fucking emails the day after I visited them. And it says, we already miss you. Like, it's their little marketing thing.
Yeah.
Of course, and it'll tell you everything. And it'll remind you. Pretty much, if you guys sign up for the Chili's rewards, you get, like, a free chips and salsa or a free beverage. Non-alcoholic. Yeah. And so it, like, reminds you that you get one for free. So come and see us. And it's, like, all the time. It's terrible. And I used to think Texas Roadhouse was bad, but...
Who do I get? I get a lot of emails from Best Buy.
I
like to upkeep my Best Buy stuff. Because there's sometimes where I go and I know how the deals work. So it's, like, you know, I used to work for them. So a lot of times there is that one deal that you gotta... It's, like, doorbuster. You just gotta go and get it. So I don't mind it, because it's, like, not a ton, because it's easy to tell which ones are important. It's like, here's the newsletter, here's the weekly ad, you know what I mean? So you can tell.
I completely understand.
But, yeah, I think what... But the cool things that are being done with technology, though, do you think that outweighs all your information possibly being, like...
It depends on what... Give me an example.
Just everything that's being done with technology.
To me, it's just like how facial recognition has been a thing. People really, they started to make a fuss about it when, like, the iPhone 10 was coming out. And to me, I was like, you know that, like, Skype and all these other places have already been using facial recognition. They just weren't like, hey... Look.
Oh, it's you. Let's unlock. You know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, bro. Say what you will.
Your face is out there already. Like, yeah. It's out there. They know it.
And the thing that I don't get is that people were so quick to complain about the iPhone having it, but it's like, this is my phone. This is my device. Why are you worried about it? It's my device. I'm choosing to have this. When people, like, day-to-day, they're on so many cameras. I forget the actual statistic for it, but on a day-to-day basis, you're on, like, a ton of surveillance cameras. Like, you're known... Your every move is, like, known. You know what I mean? Like, people can literally trace back to where
it's going to happen to where we have the facial recognition cameras everywhere. That's, like, that's the surveillance. That's... And we'll see it in our time, I promise
you. You think so?
We'll see it.
You think it'll be allowed in our time? Because I feel like that's going to be a big legality issue first.
Nope.
You don't think so?
Nope. I think our government will pass it. I think it'll be a thing that... And to me, personally, I think it proves helpful more than anything else.
I think so, too. I have nothing to hide.
Exactly. I'm a law-abiding citizen. It's to catch bad people, when you really think about it. If the government wants to know where you are, they're going to find out where
you are. But then here's the thing. The severity of what you do with, like, right and wrong. Because you can say yourself, like, if you make an illegal U-turn or something like that, then are you a bad person? Like, you know what I mean? Little shit like that. Because if it's overdone and they're trying to find, like, people that are making a left turn on a red arrow, like,
come on. I don't think it'll get to the pettiness point of that. That's...
As long as it doesn't, then I'm alright with it. Because I'm not out there plotting any heists. I'm not doing any of that shit, so I'm good. I'm sure my phone would catch on first, so... There's no need for all the facial recognition. Is that legal?
Facial recognition?
No. Would it be legal, like, if I was plotting something and I put the notes in my phone or something like that, and it somehow made it out, like, would it be legal to be suspected of it based on what I'm saying and then be able to look into my shit?
That would not be... I know what you're saying is why I was saying I don't think it would be legal for the simple fact that we have freedom of speech. Now, if you were, like, you know, a person of interest for some plausible reason, then it would be perfectly fine.
Yeah. That's just so weird, because we got that whole freedom of speech thing, and then that reminds me of back then, those students that went to our school, our high school, that took this, like, t-shirt of Obama, of Obama's face, and these dumbasses decided to think it'd be a good idea to shoot at it with rifles and post the video to Facebook.
A few of them were my friends. A few of them. I didn't know, though, that one of them, one of the dads lost his job because he was a police officer.
Police officer, yeah.
So, yeah, Secret Service showed up and everything. It was
crazy.
That's
crazy, man. Like, literally that quick.
They move fast.
They have to,
bro. Do you think there's Secret Service in every state? Like,
I believe so.
Yeah. It would make sense. It would make complete sense. Like, to just...
I mean, I feel like they are probably in, like, some sort of federal government within the state or something. Do you think they're always wearing black suits? Black suits with a...
I don't know.
With the little clear, curly thing in their ear. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Little earpiece. Looking like Men in Black characters.
They could run forever, though, right? Like, they're supposed to be in, like, really good shape and stuff, huh? Like, they're...
I don't know.
Fuck.
Some people are crazy, man. Their physical abilities impress me.
Like North Korea. They, yeah, dude, so...
They run alongside the car?
Limousine.
Was that in North Korea?
Yeah, it was North Korea.
I saw that video on Twitter. It's funny that everything that we talk about comes off of Twitter, but... Yeah, they're just running next to the car, bro. The car's going like 15 miles an hour, too. They're just sprinting. Yeah.
I put myself in that position. I said, fuck, no, I'd take a bullet rather than run like that in a suit and those dress shoes like that.
Hell no, bro. My ankles would be killing.
I don't even think I could do it in some fucking Brooks and running shorts.
I sure as hell can. I'm fat as hell. I'd probably run a good 20 yards and already be winded.
I'd give you 50 yards.
I can run. I'll be winded as hell.
But I can run.
But I can run. My ankles will be hurting. My heels will be hurting.
Oh, God. Well, it's starting to get hot again, dude. Dude, it's starting to get, like, hot outside. It's what a... Here, let me check.
It's about to be 106 on Sunday.
Yeah, it's 98 degrees right now as we speak.
Right now, and the sun's...
Do you prefer the heat or the cold?
The cold.
Yeah?
The cold.
Me too.
With no snow? The cold. Or are you talking heavy snow or absurd heat?
No, I'm just talking cold. Strictly temperature. No, cold. Not weather.
Yeah, cold, because you can always throw on more clothing.
Yeah, I like the cold.
I don't get why people don't. I get it, like, sometimes it's uncomfortable, but I'd rather be trying to warm myself up than cool myself off. Because if you have nothing...
Cooling yourself off is so much harder.
Yeah. Because you have to have, like, water. And even if you do have water, if that water is, like, room temp, you're not cooling off.
Because, like, have you ever had the instant, oh my god, I feel cool now? I've never felt that.
Hell no.
Unless, like, I jump in water or something. But that doesn't count, because that's not realistic.
Yeah.
But you can throw something on and be like, oh my god, I instantly feel warmer. Yeah. Yep. I just don't understand. I get a lot of people here that, because when I would tell them that I lived in Arkansas and stuff, like, oh, is it cold up there? Yeah, it gets cold.
It gets cold. It's like summertime. It drops down to the 50s sometimes, and like the wintertime's even worse. It's like, damn.
We'd have those 20 degree days, and it's like, whoa.
Man, I miss those days so much where it looks like a normal ass day, and you walk outside, your nipples instantly get hard as shit. Such a good.
You know what day we had really good weather? The day we made that short video of my day off. Where we went all the way to Shaddox Trail. That was perfect weather. Because it was cold, but we had our hoodies on, and it was okay because we had our hoodies on.
It was good, yeah. So it wasn't too cold, because mm-hmm. we prefer the cold anyways. It was good. Still, it wasn't very windy. Your
knuckles would still get that.
Yeah, chilly, yeah. Man, Arkansas was such a good experience. I feel like if there's one thing that everybody should take away, is that if you're ever considering to go out and experience something new, like moving to a new place or something like that, fucking go for it, bro. Experience it for a bit. See what it's like.
Have you ever been to the Buffalo River?
Dude, because I'm telling you, man, like, now thinking about it,
Tell them, because that's something we're going to use a lot.
Been to the Buffalo River? And it's just like...
It's a saying Johnny and I have. It's kind of like an inside thing. I'll let you go ahead and tell.
So, really, okay. So, we had moved to Arkansas. I graduated high school early, moved out there with Esty. And out there, Arkansas is, like, obviously very outdoorsy. Not a lot of, like, recreational stuff to do as far as,
it's known as
like,
the natural state.
Yeah, so... Natural state, a lot of trails, a lot of hiking, a lot of lakes, stuff like that. Or big lakes, I should say. But it got to the point this one time where Essie and I got to talking, and it was just kind of like...
You were visiting, remember? You had already moved back here to Arizona.
No.
Yes.
Was I visiting?
Yes, you were visiting. It was that week long when...
Was it already after I moved back?
Yeah. So it was maybe like three months.
I thought I had my hammock and everything, though, with me.
You had mine.
What the fuck?
You used mine. I have pictures of it.
Oh,
you used
shit,
mine.
Shit, man. And I guess my story is all twisted. I thought it was like
I mean, it was still Arkansas, so you got that part right.
It
but
was,
you were visiting.
Yeah, wow, damn.
And he had just broken up with his ex-girlfriend, and so he was kind of like between maybe not coming up, just canceling the trip, and I was like, bro, whatever you decide to do, just let me know quick so I could probably get some time off.
Mind you, my flights and shit were already booked, so it was kind of like if I didn't go, I was fucked up emotionally, guys.
You weren't going to get your money back.
Like, it was kind of just like not wanting to go to not be reminded of everything that I was just going through and shit. I was in the feels, but I decided to go anyways.
We had a good ass time. Like, not for nothing, it was a good ass time. And just, we were sitting there. I had the next day off. Like I said, I didn't have all the days off with him there, so we had to make something of this day. I felt like it was really important for us to do something on that day. And it was March 22nd of 2017.
Was it?
That was the day that we went.
Damn.
So, we look up the Buffalo River, because in Arkansas, and especially northwest Arkansas, it's this really big, like, they're really proud of this river. and how it was one of the first rivers to be...
it's the National Buffalo River. Like,
yeah, it was, yes. One of the first rivers to ever become a national park. So, I've seen pictures of these really nice places. I wanted to go so bad.
Especially because, like, there's this... If you type it into Google, the first picture that comes up is, like, a cliffside of it. Yeah. Like, and we could have gone there, but the route that we took was just completely different.
Last time I listened to Google Maps for shit like this, though, because for reals, like, it was kind of sketchy when we started driving down those little neighborhoods, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. Felt like we were driving on people's yards.
The type of neighborhood where you burn your trash.
Yeah.
Like
think of, like, really
out in the southern, in the nothing.
Rural.
Yes.
Just kind of living, like, one dirt, with the land. Dirt road. You know?
Dirt road. And so we decided to do it. It's a, like a 3-hour drive, like I said. And we're going, and we get there. I remember being hungry. And we had nothing but my two little
granola
bars in my backpack.
It was like the nutty ones. Yep. Yeah, the nutty and like.
Because I kept telling my brother, I was like, "All right, we'll stop at the next stop," but we didn't see anything anymore. It got so rural that just
we're literally in Arkansas. Like this is Arkansas, no civilization, just rural as shit.
And there's these little like stores, and they say deli on them, but I just don't trust it. And that
we probably missed out on the freshest pork and everything. You see all those little animals.
But this was probably like 45 minutes before we got to our spot. And I was thinking to myself, like, damn, I fucked up. Like, I felt bad because my little brother was... Well, Johnny was telling me that he was hungry this whole way. And I was like, we'll stop, bro. And we got to the river before we found a place to stop. So I gave him my two granola bars that I had in my backpack. And... We hung out for like 2-3 hours.
We hung out for a good bit, bro.
Yeah. It was.
And it was so relaxed because we saw what we wanted to see. And we even walked up the stream a little bit to where the water was running like really nicely. And we just pitched the hammock, set them up, and just laid there and talked. And it was conversation like this. And it's just like, I don't know, man. Like shit like that is like kind of just go out and experience it because that's the shit you're going to remember.
You remember experiences is really what to take away from this.
So have you ever been to the Buffalo River? And I hate myself for not going out and seeing so many more things. Arkansas is such a nice place to see all that shit.
Yeah, no, and it was almost my mantra after that. It really was. I lived in Arkansas for, here, let's see.
Close to 3 years.
April, May. It was 2 years. Close to 2 years. It was 1 month under 2 years. But, really? Yeah.
Oh, because you moved back in June. Yeah, you're right.
So, let's see. For my last 4 months that I spent in Arkansas, it was my mantra. Have you ever been to the Buffalo River? And I would tell my friends this, and they kind of didn't understand it, and I didn't want to sit down. Because it's a story to tell.
You got to know the back story.
Yeah, because if you just tell them one day, like, hey... My brother and I just randomly decided, let's go to the Buffalo River on my day off. And
it takes away from it. Yeah,
it really is a story because we didn't want to just sit at home and do nothing. We can do that any day. But do we remember those days? There's very few moments that I remember. And I'm talking back 20 years. You know what I mean?
The shit that I remember. I will always remember is like when I would come home from work or before I left for work and when you would come back from lunch. And we'd nap on the couch and watch Cheers. And sometimes we'd bring home a Napoli's pizza, bro. Like, those are the fucking times. But you don't have a lot of those days.
Yeah, no.
Like, you don't remember a lot.
But I can truly tell you that I will never forget the day that I saw the Buffalo River. And not because of the Buffalo River and how beautiful it was, but because we talked ourselves into doing something that's easy to say no to. You know, it's easy to be like, oh, I don't know,
3 hours drive, river,
and then another three back. You know what I mean?
Like, and we didn't know what to expect. We saw these pictures, but we understood like where we're going could be completely different. Like this is a big ass river.
I wouldn't trade it for anything. But then after that, dude, I did a bunch of,
and I wish I could have. I should have.
I did a bunch.
Man. I really want to go back.
I would really like for you to see Devil's Den.
I did.
You did?
I saw Devil's Den. We hiked it. We hiked Devil's Den when I lived there. I shit you not. We hiked Devil's Den when I lived there.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah, and that's they had that spot where, like, people had just started stacking rocks. And yeah, it's, like, a thing okay. to go and, like, yeah, just yeah. stack all the rocks.
I
like,
forgot. You went with us.
Shit like okay. that is really cool.
But even further down on Devil's Den, where Heath and I went, you need to see that. That is just something else. Oh, you're up, like, 200 feet off of the ground on this cliff, and you see nothing but this greenery in front of you that's just beautiful. The greenest green you've ever seen.
You know what that reminds me of a little
and
bit?
And the sky. Blue as can be, bro. Like, just beautiful. And that, it's that, for miles and miles out.
That reminds me of when we went to Silver Dollar City. I forget what ride it was, but one of the roller coasters is kind of like literally goes all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you can just see as far as, like...
And this is Missouri.
Far as
Silver up, Dollar yeah. City is in Missouri.
Branson, Missouri. Just yep. not far... Maybe like an hour and a half north of, is it northeast of Rogers?
Beautiful place.
It's really nice. It's really nice country, like, town. Like, it's just really, really nice. Did you know Branson has, like, a city area?
Yeah, they have outlets, Tanger outlets.
I had no idea. Everybody, yeah. like, people from my work were talking about it.
Did you know that the outlets were kind of born in Kansas City?
Kansas City has nice outlets.
Yeah. It was kind of born there, because I don't know if you're aware, if you purchase something from an outlet, like the Tangers, it'll bill it to Kansas City. So, when you run your card, it'll say Kansas City, Missouri, for whatever.
Damn, bro, yeah. I need to move back. I miss it so much, and I miss it. It's
a beautiful experience.
I think it's so weird, because the pride that I got for Arkansas and Missouri, and, like, that just... The Midwest, I don't know where or why, but I have so much pride for it, bro. Like, I don't know why. I missed Arizona so much, but I think I missed Arizona for the stability that I have here. Like, literally.
I mean, I'm not trying, it's not, you've acknowledged it, so I'm not trying to be negative. You just let the pressures get to you.
Yeah, I felt like but I was to trying to take care of everything. To be quite honest
with you, man, you were only, we were going to move, Emily and I were going to move back. Regardless, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. you just did it sometime ahead of us, like 6 months.
No, because
yeah,
I moved.
6 months.
Was it January?
November.
Oh, I left in November, right?
November. You left right after Thanksgiving. It just worked out, man. It worked out because you got to come back and visit, and I feel like you needed that little visit. You needed, have you ever been to the Buffalo River? Because you were in a different time where, like, everything was negative for you.
Even mentally, bro.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm
saying. I wasn't the same person.
That's what I'm saying. I feel
coming
like...
Coming back from everything... All right, so I'm gonna fill everybody in. So, starting that year, before I decided to move back, was my first semester in college. I was still 18. First semester in college, working a full-time job... And I had a girlfriend. And it doesn't seem like much. A lot of people might, you know, be able to put up with it like it's nothing, but I couldn't. I couldn't manage my work. I couldn't manage my school. I couldn't manage my girlfriend or my time. And it became so overwhelming. I would focus all my time with work to try to move up and try to be better. Because I you know, working hard is important. But then at the same time, it's like, I want to make with the grades. I want to be able to get my degree and shit. And then there's also, like, the girl that I really cared for. I don't have enough time for her. And shit just started to get to me, man. And it was just... It wasn't fun.
Time management really was not his thing. For a period
of
time.
It was just hard when you'd wake up, go to class, come back, eat lunch while you're changing into your work clothes, go to work, come back, text. And if you could... possibly fixing some time for your girlfriend or for homework or whatever that case might be. And still trying to remain, like, sane. I'm not gonna lie. I'd sometimes just fucking kick everything to the curb and play some UMGs on Black Ops 3. Like, that was just...
To me, something that was really crucial in your relationship was the fact that I don't think your ex-girlfriend realized that you weren't just playing a video game. It's your choosing of... escape. Well, that was your escape. And it's something that my girlfriend now, Emily, we've been together for almost 5 years, guys. And I don't think she understood that I wasn't just playing a video game. It really just made me forget about everything else for a bit. Like, it was just me in the game for a bit. I'm not even a crazy gamer or anything. Yeah. I play for, like, an hour or two at a time when I play. I can go days without playing and be just fine. But when I feel that I need to get on and play, it's for a certain reason. It's like, I feel like, I don't know, I have to do it almost. Not for some sort of being stuck or being...
And that was the conversation that I'd have with her all the time. She'd tell me, she'd hit me with the, you're picking games over me, and it's like, I'm not picking games over you.
I'm picking myself over. My
sanity.
Over,
my fucking well-being mentally over you. Like, that's what I'm
if you
doing.
Don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone
and
else.
And especially like because in that situation, I was her fucking punching bag. Like, she had her whole world of problems, and I was there trying to patch them up and fix
them.
And
she had friends there and stuff. Yeah. You know, not that you didn't have friends, you just didn't take the opportunity. You were really stuck with... She had nothing better going on, is her thing. She didn't work... She barely worked.
Tiny bits.
So, you were like this thing that she wanted to be doing all the time, you know what I mean? She wanted to be with you all
literally,
the time,
yeah.
So... Yeah, literally. She wanted to be with you all the time, and it's like, no, you gotta understand that when you're an adult, things don't work like that.
Well, even with just something as simple as wanting to talk with my friends, like, literally my best friend was over here in Arizona, and the means of talking to him is, you know, via this video game, or via whatever game.
Video game just gets a lot of stuff checked off of the list with, like, one doing.
And I just don't get what the problem is, dude. I don't see why so many people see it as such a negative thing. And
I mean, it's been proven, I'm not gonna get into it, but yeah, I'm going to list off the fact that, people that play video games are known to get better grades, make quicker, more accurate decisions, and just overall be
critical
happier.
Thinking.
Yes.
I actually wrote my senior paper on whether or not video games should be implemented in therapies to help people recoup from, you know, tragic experiences or whatever the case might be. Or just even to help, you know, hone just certain characters.
Because this mindless thinking, this mindless, you know, getting this goal done in the game. Do you think about how shitty your work day was when you're doing that? Like, you could have the worst day at, you know, your job, and then you hop on and you get a victory royale. Did you think about it at all? While you were getting that dub, while you were crossing the river down at the bottom ravine, going up to the tower side?
Yeah.
You just don't think about any of that stuff. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand and don't give credit enough to video games. We don't, a lot of us, I'm not speaking for everyone, of course, a lot of us play video games not to do mindless, you know, activity, but to just get away for a little bit. And some people really just like mindless activity like that.
Well, even that, like, you know, some people just sit there and watch TV, so what's the harm in playing something instead?
Exactly.
I don't get it. I feel like some of those people are the most judgmental, the ones that just sit there and watch TV. Like, the people that live on Hulu and shit?
I think people that hate on video games wish that they had a video game. Like a video game for them. Not video game itself.
Okay, so I'm not saying Emily hates on it. Because Emily has mentioned that she'd be into it.
She wishes. But she's told me. She wishes she could find something like that for her. She says it's not video games. Not for her.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Is that... Everyone should have something.
You know
like
what
that
I think she would like?
Escape. What?
Those games that take no skill, it's just strictly decision making. And I mean, like, the ones where you literally make your own scenario. Like, Life is Strange on
PlayStation. I want to get Emily Sims because she really loved Sims when she was a kid. And she still, like on the phone and stuff. She said that what she didn't like was that they would still, like, die and stuff while you were just busy at work or something. Like, it's not like you log out and then log back in, you know? Yeah. So
I just think, like, Life is Strange, because you could literally make your own story. Based on the decision you make, it's like, the outcome could be so different.
Well, guys, if anything, we're going to cut this one off, but if you take anything away from this one is, have you ever been to the Buffalo River? I think that's the main point here. I've said all I need to say today, you.
I think you kind of cut me off on a rim, but we've been going off for a minute.
For an hour now, so I'm trying to keep it at that, you know. So
yeah, so let us know what you guys think. This is the first one that actually goes live, I think, so...
I'm going to put this one up. This one's going up on YouTube, guys, so
you
guys
saw it here. It's really the first one.
So if you guys got this far, thank you. For anyone that's been commenting by chance lately, I started getting comments again on my videos. It's weird,
man.
How it happens out of nowhere. We won't talk about it today. Next time. It's a topic for another day.
Just fuck, man. You guys loyal. That's real as shit.
That's beautiful, guys. I love you guys. Just for old time's sake, I'm going to hit you guys with this. Been SD Dudes.
Love you, brothers. See you, dudes. But keep in mind, it's all downhill from here.
All downhill from here, boys. Just downhill from here. But we're going to say it's all downhill from here, or it's been downhill from here. We're just going to say a bunch of shit, but it's just downhill from here.
Yep.
Downhill all right, from boys.
All right.
We love you guys. Y'all take care. Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye.